And now, my friends, for the most exciting 30 seconds in radio. What the heck are we doing today? Brought to you by Chef Eric Holdo. And I'm kind of intrigued.
You're being a smarty pants today, just
I'm
in general.
I'm full of it.
You are full of it.
Everybody knows that.
Well, I wanted to start off with an interesting take on hot chocolate. It's kind of a rainy day, things like that.
No. What? Here we go, an interesting take.
Yes.
That means it's going to be foie gras.
No, there's no foie gras.
No?
No.
Then it's only different.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a spiced hot cocoa. It's an ancho chili spiced hot cocoa.
You know, you must have been a hit out in the left coast at Christmas time when you had all the little kiddies gather around for their hot cocoa and marshmallows. What'd you do? Give them ancho chili chocolate with a splattering of goat cheese for marshmallows?
That's a great idea. Wow. That's phenomenal. I wonder if I could take the goat cheese and freeze it and then like dip them into chocolate.
My friends.
And then
my
I friends. Could like drop them in there.
I
and
am really
it would
sorry.
Melt away, and, but it would still be a little ball.
All right, so you're going to do a very weird hot chocolate.
It's just like Mexican bread.
It's like Mexican cocoa, but I'm doing it with just standard like Ghirardelli chocolate, bittersweet chocolate, and so I'll talk about that in a second. Now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do some latkes. I'm going to do
very good.
Some potato
our
latkes.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, and I'm going to do those with a chestnut applesauce.
Oh, chestnuts so, yeah. Roasting in the applesauce.
Because it's potato, so it's kind of both the Christian and the Jewish thing.
Poured heavenly across the latkes do.
There you go. And I was in Milwaukee, as I said yesterday, and I had I had a perch fish fry. It was a Friday. And oh my gosh. And they had, with that perch fish fry, they were serving potato pancakes.
Oh.
So that's why I sort of went down the latkes.
You know, speaking of that, there were twice a year up near Chicago, because everything comes out of the lake, when they have the perch, and all the restaurants in the area up there, all the mom and pops, would have perch fry on Friday nights for like a couple of months.
Right.
Oh, man. I mean, my father, every Friday night, we would go and have the perch fry. Of course, we were Catholic, and but the perch, and then when the smelt would run.
Oh, yeah.
They had the big smelt fries up there. You could always tell when the smelt were running because the beaches stunk. There would be
the
millions
smelt were
of
smelly?
Yeah, they were very smelly. And I think that's why they got the name.
That's probably.
Did you
smelt
them?
It. Yeah. Yeah, I smelt it.
Some guy from up down south came up and he goes, "You smelt that?" "Yeah, I smelt that. What is it?" "I don't know. It smelt." So anyway.
Then
did that work as a joke? I thought so.
No, it didn't.
All right.
So that's why moving on. Then I think I'm going to do a polenta, a white truffle polenta with chanterelle mushrooms, and served with some little rack of lamb.
Oh.
Not just individual ribs that we're going to pan sear and create a little sauce for.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, and by the way, that's going to be cocoa and cumin-encrusted lamb.
Oh, of course, in keeping with the
yes
spicy hot chocolate.
Yes. So, yes, I did. Very, very nice. Thanksgiving? Is that what you asked me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very good.
Yes, well, that's good.
I've been doing a lot of lamb recently, and I did rack of lamb at Thanksgiving. And so, I don't know. I'm still on that sort of kick.
In fact, they're still talking about the lamb you did at Cutter's. They love the lamb. And you know, lamb is one of those things, if you haven't experimented with it, my friends, you really ought to try it.
It's the easiest thing. And here at Whole Foods, where we are today, you go to that butcher case, and man, I'll tell you what, the meat, you look at it, it's all just jumping out at you like, take me home. I'm the most beautiful piece of meat ever. And including things like grass-fed beef tenderloins that are, I made some of those the other day. They're 3 inches. The tenderloins, the filet mignons, 3.5 inches tall. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I pan-seared those and finished them in the oven, but of course you can do them on the Big Green Egg as
That's the better way.
Absolutely, but I was out of...
Lump?
Out of lump.
Well,
so
we never need to do fear, a show I think. We will be there, the last show of the year will be down
okay,
at...
Good. And but anyway, so for some reason, every time I've come to Whole Foods, which is like I come three times a week probably.
They've already told me, Olivia, who you'll be working with next week, the darling of, what's the name of the city in Australia? It's a D. The darling of... So it's darling. What's a Sydney? What's an Australian name with you? Well, anyway, the joke's gone. But anyway, Olivia is going to be your guest host.
Okay.
And you guys will be cooking up some fun things and some good food, and it should be a great time.
I'll be excited to be there. Now, you said she said something about me, like she thought I was incredibly handsome, or
no? She said she worked with me instead of you. Is what you're?
Oh,
really,
is
no,
that
she
what
said
was?
She saw you at Avalon a couple times.
Yeah. Actually, I was in there. I was in the bulk spice area. And I was giving some advice to somebody regarding some spices, and it's kind of fun. So, all right, let me tell you about this hot cocoa, because we're going to be ready to serve it here. It's just about ready. This is, we started with 4 cups of milk.
Okay.
And you can use low-fat milk, or use whole milk, either way. At this point, it's not going to really matter once you hear the rest of the ingredients.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
I've got about a quarter cup of a very good premium baking cocoa. So I used 100% unsweetened cocoa from Ghirardelli that they have here at Whole Foods. And you add that in. You add in about a teaspoon and a half of fresh ground nutmeg, a teaspoon and a half of allspice, ground allspice. Then you can take, let's say 3 or 4 cinnamon sticks, throw them in there. And then take an ancho chili that's a dried ancho chili and cut it open. Take out all the seeds, cut out the stem, and you'll be left with 1 or 2 sort of large pieces of it. And add that in to the mixture and then bring the whole thing up to a scald, not to a boil unless you want to redecorate your kitchen. And once it's up at a scald, bring it back down, let it steep for about 5 minutes off the fire, and then bring it back up to sort of a scald again. So that's where we are now, and we'll just give it a stir. But obviously you don't want to serve the actual ancho chilies.
Oh, really? You don't want that rustic hot chocolate?
Yeah, well, that would be a little too rustic.
Oh, okay.
But now some people will say, well, can I just use powder? And my only problem with that is if you add an ancho chili powder, which you could, or cayenne, it can become overwhelming very, very quickly. This should just give us a hint of that spice. It's not going to be an in-your-face high spice. So kids are going to be able to
not most kids. Most kids will say, oh,
no, they
what
won't.
Is this?
Most kids have better taste than you know. So here, we'll give this a try. And
so this is really a pretty easy recipe.
Yeah. Yeah, this is easy.
Now, can you make it ahead and reheat it? And
absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll actually get better.
Because of the, I would think because of the spices have a chance to open up more.
Yeah, it'll get better as it goes. So now I also added about 2 tablespoons of sugar to it. Half a cup of bittersweet chocolate chips. So that all goes in at the same time.
So I know you have this recipe. You've got to have this recipe.
I do.
Good.
And it's
and we'll post it.
You have an email too. Here.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There you go.
Have a little holiday toast. Now, did you for Christmas for you? Because obviously we were both brought up Catholic. Did you was it a big family time? Did you have a lot of relatives that would come in for the holidays?
Yeah, my cousin. And my aunt and uncle lived around where I grew up, well, about an hour away. They used to live right around the corner when I was really a little kid. So they were there, and my godmother, who's from Ecuador, and her husband and her daughter, who I grew up with, she was like my sister, they were there as well. And then we had several friends that lived just in the area that were, they were Ecuadorian, Argentine. Some of them, kind of interesting, they were Hungarian, but they spoke Spanish, like native. So I never understood, to this day, I don't understand how it was that they spoke perfect Spanish, but I think they maybe had moved to Argentina at some point. Anyway, so we grew up with all this, you know, very classic Latin family. So our Christmas dinners were never turkey.
Yeah, you don't like turkey.
You know, I just find it to be a nasty, flavorless fowl.
Oh, now here we go. Here, see, once again, the snobbishness comes out. But you know what? A little argument around the holiday table, whether you're celebrating Christmas or Hanukkah, is very, very typical of the true holiday season.
There you go.
And here at Whole Foods, we make the holidays that much easier for you because you can get the very best products. And when you start realizing the things that Whole Foods does to keep the cost in line, yes, you're going to pay a little more, but you get a whole lot more in quality and wellness and great selection. Because just like Chef and the Fat Man, we travel the world looking for the very best for you. Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah right here at the Whole Foods at East Cobb on Merchants Walk. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah.